Trump is in the unredacted Epstein files more than a million times, Raskin alleges. Rep. Jamie Raskin, a Democrat from Maryland, told Axios in an interview Tuesday that when he searched President Trump's name in the unredacted Epstein files the previous day, it came up more than a million times. Why it matters? At least one of the files Raskin found appears to contradict what Trump has publicly claimed about his association with Jeffrey Epstein, according to the House Judiciary Committee ranking member. That document is a 2009 email exchange between Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, in which Epstein recounted his lawyer's account of a phone call with Trump, as Raskin previously told reporters. Trump is paraphrased and quoted as saying, "No, Jeffrey Epstein was not a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he was a guest of Mar-a-Lago, and no, we never asked him to leave," Raskin said in an interview at the Capitol. The other side, Trump has denied all wrongdoing in the Epstein matter. He has maintained that he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for poaching spa workers. The former Palm Beach chief of police testified to the FBI in 2019 that following Epstein's arrest in the early 2000s, Trump claimed he threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, the Epstein files show. Trump reportedly also told the then police chief that everyone has known he's been doing this, and that Maxwell is evil and to focus on her. Zoom in, asked for comment, the White House pointed to three posts on X from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, pushing back on Representative Thomas Massie's claims about the unredacted files. Blanche accused Massie of sensationalizing his findings, saying, for example, that while the name of Les Wexner was redacted in a portion of the files naming him an Epstein co-conspirator, he already appears in the files thousands of times. DOJ is hiding nothing, Blanche said in his posts. Be honest, and stop grandstanding. Driving the news, following allegations of improper redactions in the more than 3 million files it released on Epstein, the Justice Department has begun giving members of Congress access to the unredacted files. Starting with Judiciary Committee members, lawmakers have access to the files on terminals at DOJ headquarters from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Several lawmakers, including Raskin, Massie, and Representatives Ro Khanna of California and Becca Ballant of Vermont, viewed the files on Monday. What they're saying? But it's about more than one email, Raskin stressed. He exclaimed that the Mar-a-Lago exchange is just one memo out of 3 million. The idea that we could get through a meaningful fraction of them is just ridiculous, he said. I mean, there's tons of redacted stuff, and Trump's name. I think I put his name, and it appears more than a million times, so it's all over the place. The bottom line, to me, this whole rollout of saying that members can come from 9 to 5 to sit at those four computers, is just part of the cover-up, Raskin asserted. The 3 million documents that the administration has not publicly released, are the ones I'd like to see, he said. The administration says that these are duplicative. Well, go ahead and release them then. If they're duplicative, what's a problem? We'll be the judge of that. This article has been updated to add details from the former Palm Beach chief of police.